regulatory and policy requirements. The principles and practices for reprocessing instruments and reusable equipment for use in patient care should be monitored by the IP, who can serve as a valuable resource to the sterile processing department/areas. Process documentation policies must be in compliance with the standards and requirements of all local regulatory and relevant accrediting organizations. Example, the American Association for Accreditation of Ambulatory Surgery Facilities, AASF, the Joint Commission, EJC. Policies should also take into consideration the standards and recommendations of professional organizations. Example, the Association for the Advancement of Medical Instrumentation, AMI, the Association of Perioperative Registered Nurses, AORN. Policies should be based on current best practices and recommendations, and they should be reviewed on a regular basis as required by the facility's governing body and any applicable regulatory organization. In addition, policies should be updated regularly when new equipment/products are purchased and when new information is published. Key point: though this discussion focuses on maintaining records of sterilization processes, note that other areas may also be subject to rules arising from regulations or from facility policies regarding record retention. Examples include maintenance of HVAC and water systems, vaccine records, incident records, etc. The IP must be familiar with all rules with regard to record retention that apply to their specific facility, as these will change from organization to organization and jurisdiction to jurisdiction.